We're at the halfway point of the Denny Shaver Show, live and local in the TOL, the 419, the OHIO. Denny Shaver Show brought to you by Evaz. Get $50 off from free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. 8:16 is the time. Hazy, hot, humid, scattered showers, thunderstorms today. Some could be strong storms. High near 90, heat index of 174. Last check, probably warmer than that by now. Just remember, it's just going to be hot, sticky, sweaty, and gross. And deal with it, you know? It's awesome.
Just walk around naked today. I'm sure they won't mind at the office.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. All right, 419-240-1055. You can call to play along. You can text to play along. Matter of fact, if you text Denny to that number, it'll send you right to my blog, where I've got a couple of funny videos up there you're going to want to see. So check that out, people. All right, O.J. Simpson's parole hearing is today. Show of hands. Who's going to be watching it at 1 o'clock? Raise them.
Yes.
Me.
Maybe.
Susie. What do you mean, maybe?
Maybe.
Why, okay. What about you, Paula?
I will not be in front of a television, but right. I am interested. I want to know what's up.
Are you going to record it?
No, I don't have a lot of DVR space, let's say. But no, I'll be checking up on the updates on the interwebs.
Oh, that's right. You're working after the show, aren't you? You back out of the Marathon Classic?
I am indeed.
All right. So if you were home, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hands
up.
Okay.
All right. So what? Now you're in. Now
no, I won't be home.
Peer pressure.
Where are you going?
No, I won't be home. I got it. I'm going
at 1 o'clock. Yeah, where are you going to be at 1 o'clock on a Thursday?
I'm going to be out shopping. The boy's going back to college, and we're going to, you know, apartment, you know, stock his apartment stuff and go to Target and run around and do that sort of stuff. So that's what I'm doing. You got a problem with that?
You know what some of the greatest words are in the English language? Going back to school.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait till that's a reality at my house. All right, so
it's DVR. Legit.
Oh, I thought maybe it was just some kind of you were above that whole gossip.
Oh, no,
OJ.
I want to see it. I watched the series.
Good.
Now I got to see and know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
They said he looks entirely different now.
Isn't it weird that he's in a prison called Lovelock?
That
seems weird. Lovelock Correctional Facility in Nevada. OJ, he's got a parole hearing today. And most everybody here, all the pundits and analysts, most experts, how can you be an expert on parole hearings? But I guess you could be an expert on anything if you study enough and you have enough degrees behind your name, I guess. They say he's got a good chance of becoming a free man by October 1st. He's going to appear before Nevada Board of Parole Commissioners via video conference from the Lovelock Correctional Center at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. The board will also hear statements from many, from family and others supporting Simpson's release. And the prosecutor put him in jail, says, yeah, he's probably going to get out.
Yeah.
He served more than 8 years of a 9-to-33-year sentence after being convicted of armed robbery and other charges in 2008. There's six members of the parole board. Four of them have to say, yep, he's ready for release. That's it. That's a lot. 4 out of 6.
Yeah. And they had their pictures and names up on.
Oh, did they?
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, and here's the thing.
They did. Remember, we were talking about that.
No, I said I hope they didn't.
Yeah,
so they've done that?
Yeah, they did. For sure.
Let's see. Will they get more hate if they vote to parole? Or if they will they get more hate if they don't vote to parole?
I don't know. I mean, the prosecutor thinks he has to be paroled because you can't base your judgment on what we all know he did before he got put in jail.
Well, that's because you're a racist. Anyway.
No, it's because I watched that show.
No, because black people say that he was innocent. And white people say, oh, no, he did it. Come on. You know how that goes.
He really did it, probably, most likely.
Well, I thought so after watching the OJ show.
Oh,
yeah.
He absolutely did. Are you kidding me? There's just too much freaking evidence, and the prosecutors were idiots and whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, it's going to be live streamed on various networks. ESPN is carrying it live. So I'll be watching on ESPN. And I believe they're doing like a 90-minute pre-show thing.
Oh, sure.
Ryan Seacrest can be on the red carpet interviewing people.
What's her name going to sing? You know, like she does for football?
Gosh, I hope not.
No.
Anyway, but you're curious to see what he looks like. He's 70 now.
Right. Apparently he's gained weight and looks, you know, a lot different.
Apparently he's a big shot in prison. Mm-hmm. In the Lovelock Correctional Facility. Well, according to Radar Online, maybe the Lovelock that he was enjoying the other day is going to prevent him from getting paroled.
What happened?
Paul sent me this juicy one.
I did.
So I checked it out, and I'm like, yeah, do you really believe this story? Do you think it happened?
It's jail, sure. Why not?
No, it does happen in jail, Paul.
Yeah.
But do you believe OJ, according to Radar Online, which, you know, they're pretty reliable.
Yep.
Even though they're on the internet, and everything on the internet is true. Everybody knows that. They have a report out today that OJ was caught pleasuring himself in his cell, and a female guard came up on him.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and so she saw him playing whack-a-mole.
And then what happened?
And apparently, well, she waited till he finished. And then, oh, no, that's pit bulls. No, okay. Apparently that's a big no-no in prison. Even though they know everybody does it, you're not supposed to do that, especially in front of the guards, because it's just gross and wrong.
I get that, yeah.
And, but apparently that's what they're saying, and they're saying that when the parole board gets notified of that today, that it could, you know, prevent OJ from getting paroled because he was playing whack-a-mole in his cell.
It's been 9 years, Denny. What's the worst that could happen
if we
release him? What's the worst that could happen?
He could kill again.
No, okay.
You know, just saying.
That might be that.
He killed once.
Nicole Brown's sister was interviewed, and she's a little nervous, needless to say.
All right, there
but
you
I,
go.
Oh, what's well, that look? Yeah, what's
well,
that look?
Well, the internet joke is that there was a different sort of juice loose back in June.
Boom.
Oh, I got it.
Pop. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Bill on the line. Bill, you're on the queue. What do you got, my man?
Yes, I just want to know the difference there. I know what's going on with the OJ thing, but
okay.
The question is, what is the difference between murder and wrongful death? Which I understand that he was convicted of wrongful death, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I don't believe he paid a dime to the family.
Civil and criminal, I believe.
So what's the difference between murder and wrongful death? I can't understand that.
Well, I'm not an attorney, but yeah. I understand they just have different standards. You know, criminal law, reasonable doubt, any of that. You can't convict somebody. But when it comes down to something civilly, the bar is not as high that you have to hit. Everybody in his right mind knows that he did it.
Okay,
I mean,
so
that's just it. There's
wrongful
just...
death, he's still a murderer.
All I can assume is wrongful death is, in a civil suit, it means somehow he's involved. They believe that somehow he's involved, but they don't know exactly how.
In a murder.
Right, yeah, I get that too. But
there you go, Bill.
That's the only thing I can figure out with the difference of the verbiage, other than it's just civil.
So...
Are you going to watch today, Bill? That's the question.
I'll try to wake up. I work third there. Yeah. I'll try to wake up, but I hope he rots.
Hey, dude, you can't hold against him what he was found innocent of, even though we know he did it. I mean,
well, he was guilty of wrongful death.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Wrongful death is different. A civil.
So yeah, you don't
right,
want
you
him.
Just get that. You,
you
just
don't
get
want
that.
OJ to get out, is what you're saying, Bill?
Basically.
Oh.
Well, it was the same difference.
Yeah, get ready for it, Bill. He's getting out in sweet dreams. See you later. Bye-bye. And I'm sure we'll see you at the next client meeting.
You never know. Wouldn't it be something if he didn't, though? I mean, I think he will, but wouldn't it be something if he didn't? I think that would be a huge story.
It's going to be huge
him,
either way. It's going to be huge either way. I mean, for the crime that he committed this time, he should get out.
Yes,
but will
right.
He?
Yeah,
but will
exactly.
He?
It's already over, sir.
I don't know.
That particular
I mean, I don't give a rat's rump, but you know where he's going to end up by the fall when he gets out in October?
Yeah,
his own reality show.
He will.
The Kardashians are going to have him on the show to save their dismal piece of show.
I don't think right away, though. I think there'll be like a 6-month reprieve before you hear about it.
Because the Kardashians, they have no sense of any moral character or, you know, and plus he's Khloe's dad. So he's got to go.
Yeah, right.
You know? But anyway, tune in today because what may happen is, you know, they go to the live feed at ESPN and say there's been a new development where the parole board was just made of new information where OJ was pleasuring himself yesterday in front of a female guard. And
yep. He did not cuddle.
Oh, the chicken came back.
He was not cuddling the chicken.
He wasn't?
Mm-mm. No.
He wasn't snuggling the chicken?
Nope. None of that. He didn't
want
to get...
Was he petting the chicken?
No. Oh. No. Well, maybe at the end. Sorry.
Why do I help you? Why?
You shouldn't. You really shouldn't. I don't need help.
I'm an enabler. I know.
I know. Both of you are. Mm-hmm. Certainly are, Stu. All right. where's our sponsor? There we go. New sponsor on the show. Listen to this.
This portion of summer is brought to you by Over Air Conditioned Buildings. So you go from 100 degrees into like 35 and wonder why you have a summer cold. Happy summer.
Whenever we leave the house, go to dinner or whatever this time of the year, everybody but me has a sweatshirt or a jacket or sometimes even a coat because they know the restaurants we go to are so blasted cold.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, suck it up, buttercup.
Not names. Heck no.
Yeah, me neither. All right, 826, Denny Schaefer 4, Forest View Lanes. All right, I want to invite you to have dinner with me and Paul. Come on. Could be worse. We're doing a live broadcast on Monday, 5 to 7 at Forest View Lanes, which is at 2345 Dean Road in Temperance. There, it's a hot spot, man. It's it's a hot spot for strikes, spikes, and pub grub. And matter of fact, and then you can have what a less than 24-hour swing you could have. You could have dinner with me and Paul, and then the next day between 11 and 1, Johnny is there on Tuesday doing another remote. So lunch with Johnny, dinner with us. It'll be awesome. And what are they doing over at Forest View Lanes? You're like, well, it's a bowling alley. It's a you know, volleyball place. It's, yeah, well, you don't know about their amazing food. You know, just get over the fact that it, you know, it's a bowling alley. Just get over it. They want you to experience their new executive chef developed menu featuring fresh made burgers, hand cut fries, made from scratch pizzas, killer salads, baby lamb chops, kofta sliders, rack of lamb. This is all available to you at Forest View Lanes.
This is just a restaurant that happens to have a bowling alley.
Yeah, kind of. The best chicken kebabs you'll ever eat. High quality food, and it's yummy, and I can't wait to have more of it because I've been there before, and it's really, really good. They have an updated menu, and they're always updating the menu, and they're always ready to have a good time. You know, you can bowl, you can do whatever. And they have, you know, specials at the bar. They got, you know, the largest selection in the area of craft beers, like 48 of them. Paul and I are going to have a thimble of all 48. Come out and watch us. It's going to be fun. So, and of course, everybody knows about their outdoor patio. But just remember, when you drive in and you see the parking lot so packed, don't worry about it. There's always a parking spot. So just pull back there and come see us. We're going to be at Forest View Lanes, and that is at 2340.